This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along regardless of what you've been doing. And that goes for the over-the-road truck drivers as well as the snowplow operators that are doing double and triple duty right now since the storm started up there in the north. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer. Alrighty, out there in California, where it's warmer than where I'm at right now, folks. Go figure. It's 48 degrees in one part of, outside the studio here, unofficially. That's here at the airport. And it is 51 degrees over in St. Pete right now. So that's where we're at. And it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. That's it. And those two words that are in there, folks, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget it. Now, of course, yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. A lot of speeches were given by a lot of people that were very passionate about what they were doing. And then there were the politicians that were out there doing their thing. And again, you can tell it's election season because they were out there trying to make brownie points, if you will, with some of the stuff they were saying.
Well, of course they were.
And I just watched Kamala Harris and what she said. She had no idea what she was talking about.
Right. Well, you know, almost not surprised because obviously, Captain, it's just an opportunity for some politicians to go out and try to capitalize on the topic of the day or the remembrance of the day. And certainly Dr. King's birthday is a major remembrance in American society. But, you know, Captain, a lot of times I like the leaders, the political,
the ministers are the ones I watch.
Well, right. But those who are consistent with their message, who are trying to actually get to the point that Dr. King was talking about, you know, in the sense of always striving in that direction, and not those who are trying to exacerbate any kind of racial division or trying to exacerbate the idea that people are judging one another by the color of their skin. This mm-hmm. is the kind of thing we're supposed to be getting away from. Mm-hmm. And 50 years on, mm-hmm. we seem to start to be going backwards. It's a terrible thing in America.
Okay, America, how mad do you want to get? Which I tell you this one. Millions of dollars of unfinished border wall materials are laying in the deserts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and they've been in there since January of last year after President Joe Biden halted all construction the day he took office. Now, Biden's January 20, 2021 executive order stated, and I quote, "It shall be the policy of my administration that no more American taxpayer dollars be diverted to construct a border wall." He also said, "I am directing a careful review of all the resources appropriated or redirected to construct a southern border wall." Now, the problem is construction companies downed their tools, left job sites the next day. Stacks of materials have been there ever since. And now, Kyle, they're getting ready to sell it for scrap. Pennies on the dollar. Hundreds of millions of dollars are going to go for almost nothing.
And the Biden administration people are just happy as clams about that kind
of thing. How do you feel about that, America?
Right, right. Well, also, Captain, I think there is still some very, very good questions as to whether or not Biden could even stop some or all of the construction of the border wall.
Well, wait till you hear this. The unfinished lighting, the ground sensors, the cameras, one of the biggest issues, the most expensive, and without, of course, the fiber optics and the lighting system, they'll just climb over the fence and get over. It was supposed to be a four-tier approach to get in, and all of this stuff that's there, the concrete culverts are filling up with mud, and again, this highly expensive electronical equipment that's there, it's just sitting there.
Well, exactly. It's just being wasted. Had it been installed and constructed properly, it could be maintained over the throughout the future. But sitting out in the desert sun and so forth, it's not working.
Well, it's been installed, and the big problem with it is that the fiber optics are in the ground already. And if they don't turn them back on in the next 2 months, if they don't turn them back on, the fiber optics will go dormant, and we won't get them back. Period. They'll have to do it all over again. So all those billions of dollars of fiber optics that are in the ground, yes, it's billions of dollars because there were only 24 months of shelf life that they could be dormant, and now we're at 22 months. We're talking about losing billions of dollars in highly expensive electronical equipment because Joe Biden doesn't want to turn them on.
Yeah, and they don't care. That's the problem.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and if you want to opine, you can do that, 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Look forward to seeing you there. We had a good crowd last week, and maybe we'll do the same thing again this week. So come on over to Mission Barbecue over there on West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, two traffic lights on the right. Look for Bam Bam out front. That's the big old 5-ton that's out there with the smoker up on it. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And as you all know, Relief Factor is a product that I have taken for well over 7 years right now. And the main reason it works for me is because of the natural ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain and works. Now, it works for me, and that's why I'm telling you about it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it's got key enzymes and proteins in it that are good for you to begin with. Also, it supports healthy joints and muscles, helps with the healing process, so whatever the problem is you got, it'll help it move along and heal a little bit quicker. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, 3-week quick start. Get you started. $19.95. And remember, the website they gave me is the only place where you can get this. No memberships, no add-ons, no nothing. $19.95 to get it started on the 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the way to try it. That's the way to get it started. And away you go. Okay, now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller, so I'm going to take the caller real quick before I get over onto our topic here. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
And?
I got a, statement and a question for you. This selling stuff for scrap definitely reminds me back when we sold the stamping equipment to make the F-111 stealth fighter wings as scrap to China. Yes, it happened. Now, the other thing I was wondering about, this will probably go to the highest bidder. Why not, this is a question, why not have nonprofits get together and put a bid on that so we can still get that stuff for ourselves?
First of all, who's going to control the bidding? Do you know?
No.
The Biden administration. They can determine who gets the bid and who doesn't. They do not want to give Donald Trump any credit at all for anything. So they're going to do anything they can to get the lowest amount of money they can for all of this equipment, which includes some very expensive electronical equipment.
Oh, yeah. Does some good job when it's working.
Yeah. Now, that's the problem. Okay? And we can't do anything about it because they're in charge. We're not. But we can after November if we win.
Yep, you got it. Okay, Captain, see you tonight. Actually, this afternoon, rather.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll see you at lunch. Okay, and that's James from Clearwater. He comes over to lunch on Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, right. I think it would be a great idea, but again, yeah, they're not going to get any traction with the Biden administration on something like that.
And they're not going to do anything at all to try to in any way help Donald Trump. And they don't want a bunch of money for this. They want to make it into something that loses a bunch of money because that makes them look better. That'll be their folly. Well, look what this fence did. I can hear it now.
Well, sure. Yeah, they wanted to just destroy everything that Trump was doing. They want to vilify it. But guess what, Captain? I think that a lot of people across the highways and byways are saying to themselves, hey, wait a minute. Maybe Trump was on to something with this whole thing.
Well, we talked a little bit about where I'm going right now in the first hour, but I'm gonna up it a little bit. Will the 2022 midterms, Kyle, see a red wave that will drive Democrats from control of Congress?
Yeah, I think that's what we're anticipating here, yeah.
Well, a new Gallup analysis of party identification shows that Americans have already begun voting, and we talked about this, with their feet, as evidenced most immediately in their party affiliation. Now, in a single year, party affiliation shifted 14 points in the gap from a 9-year Democratic high to a 27-year record for Republican advantage.
Yeah, this is really something. You know, Captain, a lot of times party affiliation, I think, is based on the idea, do you share my values or do you support my values? And I think so many rank-and-file Democrats across the country have looked at the Democrat Party with the Biden administration, those who are sort of running the Biden administration, the Democrat socialists, the far left, and they've concluded they don't share their values. And so they say to themselves, well, you know, the people that are actually talking about the things that are important to me are the Republicans at this point. They may not agree on every little thing, but they may be finding themselves in a much better place by registering Republican at this point.
Well, this confirms to me that Joe Biden's confidence crisis cascade has seriously damaged the Democrats' claims to be a responsible governing party. Why? Because a hard left turn by Biden and the Democrats have pushed voters right into the GOP's camp. They virtually ignored inflation, the supply chain crisis, and pandemic mitigation to pursue their hobby horse radical agendas because you've got people that are multimillionaires. You know, I hear the squad going, and especially AOC going, well, we feel your pain. We know how it goes. Really, AOC? Is that why you're driving an electric car that's, I don't know, whatever it costs, but more money than most of us can figure out how to get? That's number one. But number two, is that why you've got $6 million in the bank and growing there, AOC? Because you feel our pain?
Well, you know, Captain, for all of his faults and so forth, when Bill Clinton told the American people, I feel your pain, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, you're good with that one.
Well, thanks. Well, but he was able to sort of pull it off, right? I mean, people believe that. He was, and still is in many ways, he's a great politician, right? And so that's why he was so successful. But I don't think the far left, when they say that they feel people's pain or intimate that in any way, I don't think people believe that. They're not really feeling their pain. What they've come along to do is not try to make things better, get people out of pain or any of these kinds of things. They've come to lower the boom. Okay. This is why this is so different. This is why the Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party, hashtag walk away and all that because of that. And as you mentioned, they're not concerned with inflation. They're not concerned with the international issues that are going on, foreign policy wise and so forth, Middle East, you name it, energy, you name it. They're not concerned with that, and they're leaving all the Americans in the dust. And the Americans are going to say, you know what? We're going to vote you out of office. That's our power.
Well, hey there, Kyle. I just want you to know that I come from a town called Hope, and they all believe me that I came from that Hope, and there must have been something to it there, Kyle.
Right.
All right,
yeah,
well.
That's the nostalgia days now.
Well, Republicans should carefully watch this trend too, because the shift took place almost entirely in the middle as voters got disillusioned by Biden's promises to govern from the center, and they realized that that's all gone in the toilet. Now, voters want to support a responsible governing party, not give free rein to ideological extremists, which is what we've got right now, and they know it. They know it.
Well, they know, yeah, it's completely ideological, and they also know, Captain, that the president just doesn't seem to have a firm grip on the tiller or the wheel of the ship, as it were.
He's got a grip, but I'm not sure what he's gripping.
Right, well, but you know, it the problem is when you don't engender confidence. When the American people go to bed at night thinking, I hope nothing really weird happens because we don't know what this guy's going to do, how he's going to handle it, really. This is a really, really bad situation.
By the way, when are you going to D.C.?
Not anytime soon that I know.
Well, the D.C. mayor said, and this is a quote, bring your photo ID if you're headed to a restaurant, bar, or nightclub, and your vaccination card, too, in Washington, D.C.
Wow, so
that's her quote. That's her quote.
So they'll check your ID and make sure that you match with your vaccination card.
Correct.
And also, Captain, you know, there's another issue with this too, because I think it leaves it up to the restaurants how they're going to interpret that and what is going to pass as a valid vaccination documentation. Is it a picture on your phone? Is it a QR code, or is it an actual card that you have to present?
Hold that thought.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a gunman took hostages Saturday during live-streamed services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. He spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities killed the 44-year-old gunman after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. A federal appeals court has dealt opponents of a strict abortion law out of Texas another defeat. The ruling Monday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans raises concerns by opponents that the state's near-total ban on abortions will remain intact for the foreseeable future. The Texas law bans abortion once cardiac activity is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Solta, for doing that. And I'm assuming we'll see him for lunch, too, out there at Fish and Barbecue. Stop on by 11:30 to 1:30 and have lunch for the crowd with the gang that's up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, all you got to do is go over to that website, MyPillow.com, and support a true patriotic American, Mike Lindell, who is, once again, they're trying to oust him. They're trying to block him from not only making a living with his products, but also the bank went woke on him and said, well, we're afraid that we might get sued and they might have this, they might be, we'd like to have you to take your money out. Well, okay, $100 million is going to disappear and go somewhere. So I'm sure there's a bank that wants to see it because they don't care. Money is money. And by the way, if you go to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the different products he's got there. You'll need a promo code to get the prices. Promo code will always be Captain. That'll open up the savings for you. And then if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is the page where they got about 150 items, and you can really save some serious money. A lot of that stuff is marked down 50%, two-thirds, 67%, three-quarters, 75%. Below what the regular prices were. And with the promo code Captain, you'll get those lower prices. Now, again, you can also call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But go to MyPillow.com. Check it out. See all the great things he has to offer. Mike Lindell, help out a patriotic American who they're trying to blacklist and get rid of. And they are. The liberals are trying to do that, the woke people. And I'm not going to let them do it. As long as I got a voice and I can talk about them, I'm going to. MyPillow.com, promo code is Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly, there's plenty of stuff going on in Virginia right now. I don't know if you saw this, but the attorney general in Virginia literally laid down the law and said he was going to get tough on crime. And he set the tone by firing 30 of the previous staffers that were there, state's attorneys, and the criminals aren't the only ones on notice. He's telling the people that are working there, hey, we're going after these people. We're going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, you know, Captain, the phrase, a new sheriff in town, sort of comes to mind on something like this. And what better way to communicate that there is a change that has happened in the Commonwealth, and that is to say, look, this is what's happening, and it's a very, very vivid representation of what Governor Youngkin is really all about at this point, new administration.
And the other thing that's going on is the governor, Glenn Youngkin, he said again yesterday, and I quote, he said, there's not a course called critical race theory, but all the principles of CRT exist in our Virginia schools today, and we are going to get rid of it.
Right. You know, this also comes to mind, Captain. You know, there's the old Pink Panther movies, you know, they did that old joke, you know, where the guy's dog bites the person and said, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. And the guy says, that's not my dog, right? And so that's what we're talking about when they say there's no critical race theory on the curriculum. You know, that's what they're trying to say is by some technicality, there's no course called critical race theory, but it is inculcated.
It's embedded in this. It's embedded in the teaching.
Exactly.
By the way, it's also down here in Florida in some of the schools, and they're starting to find out about it.
Well, right. So what it is, it becomes an alien idea, an alien philosophy that's sort of baked into other things, so that it, and it can be very subtle in that sense. But it is something that, you know, obviously can be very harmful in the sense that, it is it's not American history in that sense. And so of course you'll have a lot of people say, well, no, it's the right American history or what have you. But really, it's an ideology that's being foisted, and students of history want to be able to understand history, and this skews our understanding completely of it, only so that a particular political group or political persuasion can gain more power and shut other people up. That's sort of what it's all about.
And he is following the example of Donald Trump by doing what he said he was going to do. He told everybody when he got elected what he was going to do. He came right in and boom, one after the other, three executive orders doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
That's right. That's the new model. Donald Trump upended the apple cart for almost all politicians in America.
Yep.
Look what's happening to Joe Biden right now. He's not doing what he said he was going to do, and look at his poll numbers.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's go over to the telephone here. Is this Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. If you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to talk about something that is very important to our national security. Captain, weeks ago on your show, I told the American people we needed ASAP 100 amphibious Marines on gunboats manning 50 caliber automatic weapons, Special Forces helicopter trained pilots, and controls drones thousands of feet up in the air ready to strike targets. Now, drug cartels are with automatic weapons, you know, to kill our border patrols with the bold attack in El Paso. Now, this thing has happened. A lot of shots have been fired at Border Patrol, and it's the same thing that I've seen coming at us. Now, Iran says they have never gotten over the death of Soleimani, the general who was blown up in a U.S. drone strike that left only a jawbone of his is for evidence. Now, Iran has announced their terrorist operatives are within striking distance inside the United States. Look at the headline, folks. Iran says their operatives are right here in the United States, and they're waiting for the call to do what they have to do. Iran is operating with the assistance of Cuban and Venezuelan fighters. I warned you, America, this would be the nail in the coffin for Joe Biden. If this happened, he is done completely and should be impeached. Now, Russia, Iran, and Cuba today, right now, they operate inside Venezuela. We are toast. Thank you, Captain.
Well, everything that he said, Kyle, is exactly correct, and I've known about it for literally over a year, and it's been getting worse. But this president will do nothing about it. Nothing.
No, and quite frankly, even just from his own political standpoint, he can't afford to have anything like that happen, because Elliot is right. The president, the American people would turn on this president faster than anything if somehow he allowed something like that to happen or simply did not respond to something like this. It was, and God forbid anything like that happens. Nobody wants that. But unfortunately, this administration is not coming across as super strong against Iran at this point.
We have a weak person at the top, and it's obvious.
Well, right. And it's obvious they want to do almost anything they can to get back into the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal, which only serves the interest of the Tehran regime.
Yeah, and while many voters have become skeptical towards the federal government's response when it comes to Homeland Security and what's going to happen, a majority of Democrats now suddenly are going, hey, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. And they're agreeing with what Elliot just said.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, this is sweeping the nation. You know, the old days when you had a really big hit song, it was sweeping the nation. Well, this whole notion is sweeping the nation, that that we are in some deep trouble on this stuff. And quite frankly, it's amazing to see that this the polls, what they show and so forth, the anticipation of a red wave, you know, that's the result of all this.
That's true. And it's only going to get better in terms of the fact that more and more people are waking up. You know, our citizens are waking up. You want to talk about woke? Our citizens are waking up to what's going on to them right now. They understand it. And keep it going, Joe. Please, keep it going. Because under Biden, the Dems are getting absolutely crushed in all the new polling that's coming out.
Well, exactly. And the far left wants everybody to be in some sort of, you know, eternal death struggle, party against party or Republican against Democrat, this kind of thing. But like we were talking about before, Captain, it's the values. They're the ones that are leaving the values in the dust, not people across the highways and byways, Republican or Democrat.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. We're coming right back. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. We're going to take a look and see what's going on around the countryside weather-wise, see if anything's changed. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We can.
Bee Gees, Staying Alive. And Kyle, we had a little disco night tonight. Yeah, that song, of course, the movie with John Travolta. I mean, that was something. That'll never get old.
That's right. Well, it's iconic.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, let's let you start with the West and the weather. Go for it.
All right, folks. Well, we are continuing to track some freezing fog, of course, out west tonight. And especially if you're coming out of Reno, heading up 395 over onto the California side, heading up through Susanville and on up towards the Oregon border, you've got a freezing fog advisory in place there. So be very careful of that. Also, Interstate 82 coming out of south out of Seattle, as you make your way from I-90 to I-82 through Yakima. You've also got freezing fog there. Walla Walla, same story. Also over in Enterprise, Oregon, you've got freezing fog there as well. 4th of July pass. Looks like it's going to turn from fog to rain on Tuesday. Winter weather advisory covering most of Montana tonight, including Great Falls, Helena, also Bozeman and Billings, and dropping down a little bit into northern Wyoming. Also, we continue to see some rain in Southern California, especially if you're in the Barstow area and heading out I-15 towards the Nevada border. You're still going to see some patches of rain, especially as you pass Baker heading towards the state line tonight. Be careful out there.
Well, unofficially right here in my backyard right now, it's 47 degrees, and up in Citrus County, we got temperatures at 42 degrees, dropping down, of course, into the 30s tonight. Now, let me see here. I got to look at something real quick. All right. Now, upstate New York, the weather's turning around a little bit. The snow is starting to let up. Lake effect snow there right now, downwind, except for western New York. Between Ripley, New York, and about Dundee, New York. So be advised there that we still got a bunch of snow there that's coming down into Pennsylvania. Now, there is snow up in the eastern half of North Dakota tonight with unsettled conditions to the west, unsettled conditions in South Dakota. Very cold temperatures again up there. Minnesota, I hope you got your heating pads going. The northern part of Minnesota, Duluth, snow tonight, snow up along the border. Snow along the, let's see, Wisconsin border to include Green Bay and the upper peninsula of Michigan as well, both between Lake Superior and Lake Huron. And we got a little bit of snow just starting to show up now on the east side of Lake Michigan, up in the northern part of the lower peninsula on the west side there, off the east side of Lake Michigan. Now, coming on down to the south, let's come down to Tennessee, we've got some cold weather conditions in Tennessee. We've got some questionable road conditions. A lot of the secondary roads are snow-packed and they've got ice on them. Same with the mountains of Virginia, mountains of North and South Carolina, West Virginia as well, southeastern Ohio right there along that border with West Virginia. And let's see here. We also have a gale wind advisory tonight from, again, Nova Scotia down around Cape Cod, down to Long Island, down to New Jersey, down to Cape May, New Jersey. We've got some windy conditions right there along the ocean. Very cold temperatures in northern New England, and that includes Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, upstate New York. Very cold temperatures tonight. And we've got some really they're not below zero, but really cold temperatures for the deep south. Georgia, Florida, the panhandle. We've got a hard freeze warning up right now for Valdosta over to Brunswick and then on up about to Tifton and over towards just south of Savannah. And then it comes down into Jacksonville, goes over to Live Oak, and comes all the way down to just north of me in Citrus County and Hernando County. Very cold temperatures tonight. We're going to have temperatures in the 30s. We've also got a freeze warning up there in Georgia, so be advised of that. But the weather is not all that pretty, Kyle, and that's just the way it's going to be for the next couple of 3 days in the morning, so we'll wait and see what happens. In the meantime, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, too. Pull into one of them and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did this terrorist from England get a visa get by with being someone who had been arrested before, who had been talking to terrorists? The British police knew it, but yet he applied for the visa through the U.S., and he just got one, and here he is.
Well, interestingly enough, it was, I think about a month and a half ago, the Biden administration loosened the restrictions or the conditions on entering the United States to get a visa. So I would say that we are be taking a very hard look at who approved all of that. And I would say that that burden rests not only on some kind of edict that has come out of the White House, but the State Department, because the State Department is the one that controls or manages visa reviews and approvals at the embassies, wherever they may be.
Now, that is just a bunch of garbage, because we almost had a very serious incident. And, I mean, this has got to stop.
Well, yeah, it was pretty shocking to know that this cat was part of a larger cell,
sure,
if you will, in Britain. So I would say that we need to have a serious conversation not only with Britain, but with our own State Department. So,
right.
We knew about this guy.
Yep.
Or at least there was enough information to know that he was a threat, and he had some legal issues in Britain, where I think he had actually threatened a judge over there. I'm not having a lot of.
And then he came over here in the state of Texas and legally bought a gun, but once again, he lied about everything on his application, but still he wound up getting the gun.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah. Wonderful world we live in. That's all got to change. They've got to vet these people. All right. Hold that thought, folks. And, yeah, I'll get up on my soapbox. You bet I will for this one. And I'm doing a gun rights rally on Saturday down there in Bradenton. We'll address this down there. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.